Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming to church today. And I'm once again privileged to speak with you. And thank you for tuning in to our online service. You are a part of us. And we say God richly bless you for tuning in. Welcome to New Charis Ministry Sunday service. Wherever you are, God richly bless you. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, O God, and we commit ourselves unto your hands. As we are about to listen to your word, may your name be glorified in our life. May you touch our hearts. May you cleanse our hearts. May you forgive us our sins, O God. And may you speak, O God, your mind unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Now I pray, O God, that everyone, O God, who have tuned in, O God, may this sermon be a blessing to them in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. As I promised you last week, we are going to continue on with our sermon, Why Do I Need Jesus Christ? Why do I need Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Last week, we spoke on one because of eternal life, that through him alone we will get eternal life. And then we said because of the storms of life, we need Jesus Christ. Today, we are going to speak on three reasons why we need Jesus Christ. And that will solidify your trust, your hope, your belief in him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The third point on why we need or why you need Christ is because we are sinners. Because you are a sinner and you are spiritually dead. Hallelujah. For every man who liveth has sin. We are all sinners. And because of that, we need somebody to redeem us from our sin. We cannot redeem ourselves from our sins. We need a cleaner man. Man who is God by himself to redeem us from our sins. Without the sharing of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah. Shall we read Romans 3:23? It reads, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Because you are a man, flesh and blood, you have sinned and you have fallen short of the glory of God. You have sinned and you do not have access to God. You have sinned and you are no more in the purpose, in the glory of God. And for that matter, you need the blood that is so pure, the blood that is undefiled, the blood that is clean, the blood that when the enemy come over, when he sees that clean, purest blood, the enemy will pass over. Oh, the blood that will draw you closer to God in his glory. Hallelujah. He says that for all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. They have fallen short of the mercies of God. We have fallen short of the goodness of God. We have fallen short in touch with God. The joy, the peace, the righteousness that God hopes and God planned and God wished for us, we have fallen short of the glory. We are falling short of the beauty of God. We are falling short of the peace of God because we have sinned. Because both of us are sinners. And we have lost our access to the Creator, the one who wished that we still have access to him. Hallelujah. Because of sin. Because of sin, we do not have access to him. And we need access to him because we need communion with him. Because we need access. Because when we pray, we want him to hear. When we pray, we want him to answer. When we pray, we want him to listen. But when we do not have access because of our sin, that is so dark, that has become a blockage between us and God. The glory we seek, we are not able to get. My brother, as you speak, you sin. As you dance, you speak, you sin. Wow, she was a wasan ya to pebuo e jamai asa. Ah, wasana. Wa to ni hun say, eye. For all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. And this is the very reason why we need Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And because we have sinned, we are spiritually dead. Hallelujah. When we read Romans chapter 6, verse 23. He says that for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Because we have sinned, we have become dead. We have become spiritually dead. Hallelujah. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Yay. Who don't like eternal life? We have, and last week I spoke on it, that we have only eternal life in Christ Jesus. Nobody can offer you that eternal life. But because we have sinned, and because the wages of sin is death, we have lost that eternal life. Hallelujah. We are spiritually dead, and we cannot communion with the Father. And that is why we need Christ. As human, we will sin. And because you will sin, you need someone who will become a mediator between you and God so that your sins will be forgiven. And that person who is the mediator, who is holy, acceptable unto God, is Jesus Christ. He is our mediator. He is our high priest. Because we are spiritually dead and we need spiritual awakening, we need Christ. Hallelujah. We need Christ because the sin, our sins have made us spiritually dead. And that is why a lot of people sin without knowing. Sin have become fun for them. Just look at this. As a child of God, when you sin, the Spirit of God in you will let you know that you have sinned. So that you ask for forgiveness of sin, the Spirit of God will remind you. The Spirit of God will pull you away from sin. But as you refuse to listen to the voice of the Spirit which dwells in you, and you continue to sin, it gets to a time that you become spiritually dead, that you don't even hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. That sin becomes the norm. When you get to the stage where sin has become the norm, it means that you are spiritually dead. And that is why a lot of people can go about fornicating, can go about doing armed robbery, can go about doing all sorts of things without, you know, feeling bad. Without knowing that what they are doing is not good, because they are spiritually dead. And that is what sin will do to you. Sin will quench the spirit in you. and you will not be sensitive to the voice of the Spirit. But anybody who has the Spirit of God, who have life in him, is sensitive to the Spirit of God. And that is why when you as a believer who is in the Lord, when you sin, you feel guilty of your sins and you begin to ask for forgiveness of sin, because the Spirit of God lives in you and you have a mediator who is willing to forgive you your sins and clean you from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. But they that don't have the Spirit of God, they that don't have Christ in their life, are spiritually dead, and they do not hear the Spirit speaking to them when they even sin. And that is why your sins have become a source of torment. And you don't know how to redeem yourself, how to get out of the sins that you find yourself. You cannot save yourself. You cannot redeem yourself. You cannot stop those sins without rushing to the one who is willing, who is more willing, who is willing to cleanse you from all your sins and say that you are clean and I will let my Spirit dwell in you, and now you have become my child. Hallelujah. For all have sinned and have become and have fallen short of the glory of God. And for the wages of sin is death. So do not be so, you know, surprised when people who do not know Christ commit all sort of sins without feeling, and they may defend their sins, and this is normal, everybody is doing it, and this is that, and this is that. This is because they are spiritually dead and they need Christ. You need Christ. Do not sleep in your spiritually, you know, dead state. Run to Christ to be awakened. Run to Christ so that you get fresh life. Life full of joy. Life full of peace. Life full of somebody to run to. Life full of a redeemer. Hallelujah. Shall we read Ephesians chapter 7? Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7. It said, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespass according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. In Christ only we have redemption through his blood. In Christ only your sins are forgiven. In Christ only you will be redeemed from that scar. You will be redeemed from that pain you are going through. You will be redeemed from that sin that is tormenting you. You will be redeemed and you will be a new creation. You will be a new person. He says that unless you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God, and you cannot be born again without the redemption blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And that is why you need Christ. Because you are a sinner and you are spiritually dead. Hallelujah. The next point why you need Christ is because you need peace. Hallelujah. It's because you need peace. Hallelujah. Christ is the peace you need. Hallelujah. Why do you need Christ? It's because he is the peace you need. Shall we read John chapter 16, verse 33? It says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. He says that he, Christ himself, is the one who is speaking. And he says that these things I have spoken to you, that ye might have peace in me. In the world you shall have tribulations. Sometimes we feel that in our life, in the kind of job we do, in the kind of family we live in the kind of class, society we belong to, we will have peace. But the more we move into the upper class, the more we move and become close to people, the more we move in sake of peace, in sake of happiness, the more we become sad, the more agony, oh God, is written all around us, the more we feel betrayal of people, the more we feel unsatisfied, the more we feel that life is not worth living, the more we consider suicide, the more we consider giving up, the more we feel that it is not worth it to live. When we feel we are chasing our dream and we have gotten money, we have gotten friends, we have gotten wealth, we have gotten fame, the more we feel empty, because those things don't have peace. Those things will not bring you peace. Those things will bring you tribulations. Those things will bring you problems. Those things will make you feel empty. But in him alone you will have peace. In Christ alone you have joy. In Christ alone you have happiness. In Christ alone will give you the joy that you seek. He says, in me, these things I've spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. The peace you seek, the happiness you seek, is not in anything but in Christ. He is the one who promises you peace more abundantly, and his promises are yea and true. And in him alone you will find joy. In him alone you will find fulfillment. You will not find fulfillment in money. You will not find fulfillment in friends and family. You will not find fulfillment in the job that you are doing. You will find fulfillment in Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, the one who has redeemed us from our sins, the one who says that he loves us so much that he gave his life for us. Hallelujah. He is our peace. He is our peace. He is our righteousness. Beloved, there are so many people who have achieved a lot. They have riches, they have fame, they have good and lovely people around them, yet they do not have peace. The world is chasing after peace. Equity is chasing after, leave everybody to do whatever that they want today. In order for them to be happy, people are being transgender, people are changing their sexes, people are today bisexual, people are today this, all in the name of having peace, all in the name of enjoying life, yet they do all those things and they do not have peace in their life. It is because they don't have peace in their life. And the one that I say he is peace is Christ. And he is the one you need. If you are looking for peace, you will not get it anywhere but through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Peace is what man lacks in his life today. We lack peace. And for that reason, we need Christ. If you want peace in your family, introduce Christ. If you want peace in your business, introduce Christ. If you have joy in your life, introduce Christ. give your life to Christ and you will enjoy the peace that is in him. Because in him and he is peace. Hallelujah. Point number three, why do I need Christ? Today's point number three is the point number five in all. You need Christ because Christ is the good shepherd and he cares about your life. Hallelujah. He is not a good shepherd, but he is there. It is specific. He is the good shepherd. Hallelujah. Shall we read John chapter 10? Shall we read John chapter 10? Shall we read John chapter 10? Shall we read John chapter 10, verse 11? Hallelujah. John chapter 10, verse 11. Hallelujah. I am the good shepherd. We are reading from 11 to 13. John chapter 10, 11 to 13. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he who, hallelujah, look at it. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolves attack the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Hallelujah. We know what a shepherd does. But he says, a good shepherd, or the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Oh, this is specific. And he was talking about himself. He says he is the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. There are a lot of people who do not have the good shepherd in their life. And their life is being handled by a hired man. They have submitted their life to gods. They have submitted their lives to authorities other than the authority of Christ. And Jesus Christ was saying that those people, those gods, those people that you have handed your life towards, the knowledge, your wealth, and all those things can go away because the wealth don't own you. The small girls don't own you. Mami Water don't own you. Papa Water don't own you. All the things that you have taken in the name of protection and everything, they don't own you. They will leave you when trouble comes. And that is what Christ was saying. He says the hired man don't own the sheep. So when the wolf comes, the hired man will run away. That is what the devil does to you. The devil will push you into trouble. And when the trouble comes, the devil will not be there to save you. But the good shepherd will lay down his life for you. We know what shepherd does. The shepherd directs. Hallelujah. If you invite Christ into your life and he becomes your shepherd, he will direct you. In life, we need direction. We need direction in every sphere of our life. And that is why we need a good shepherd. That is why we need a shepherd who will shepherd our life into riches, into good health, into prosperity, into the things of God. We need a good shepherd because a shepherd will direct us. And that is why we need Christ. We need Christ for direction. Hallelujah. We need Christ for protection. Hallelujah. Because a good shepherd will protect his flock when the shepherd is coming. The good shepherd will fight till the
end, the good shepherd will lay down his life. The good shepherd will protect you. You live in fear because you don't have the good shepherd, because you don't know Christ. You live in absolute fear. But when you have Christ, in your life, he will protect you. He will fight for you. He will be with you to the end of time because he is a good shepherd. A good shepherd will protect his flock. Hallelujah. A good shepherd will feed his flock. He will guide you to the stream of living waters, and you will never lack. You will never thirst because you have Christ in your life. What a wonderful shepherd we have. You need Christ because he's a good shepherd. He will feed you. He will protect you. He will direct you. And that is what a good shepherd will do. A good shepherd will provide shelter for you. When the storms of life rise up, he will be the one who will calm the storms of life for you, because he's going to provide you shelter. He's going to protect you. He's going to guide you. He's going to save you from the evil one. Hallelujah. Shall we read 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3? He says that, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. Unam ho stro efia befo. Unam ho stro obefo. Unam ho stro en riemo etumfo. En nun asofo ni di huenramo ni adie. Na su se Yesu Christo wa wabrabo mua. Un stro bibia. Because wa se wo bose un chai wo. No be bo hon bain. Efi nyoma enyemu. Why don't you trust him? Why don't you give your life to him rather than putting your faith in a man of God, rather than the God who created that man? Hallelujah. He says, 2 Thessalonians, wow, chapter 3, verse 3. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. A befo na usro no, e wiemo etumfo na usro no, ei honhom bone na usro no, nyankopon wo wabrabo mu a, osi obebbo ho ban efi senyoma we mu nyina ho. He will guide you and protect you from the evil one. Hallelujah. What again do you need? This is the shepherd who has promised you that he will protect you to his life. He is willing to save you. He is willing to go all out for you. Why don't you come to him? Why don't you come under his shelter, under his protection? Beloved, you need him. Don't live in fear. Don't live in pity. There is someone who is capable of making you smile. There is somebody who is willing to lay down his life for you because he is a good shepherd. Run and come unto this good shepherd, and you will never be lonely. He will direct you. He will protect you. He will feed you. He will provide you shelter. The only thing you need to do is to invite him into your life. He says, seek the kingdom of God first and its righteousness, and everything shall be added unto you. This is the reason why you need Christ. You need the kingdom of God. You need the joy of life, the peace of life, and Christ is ready to offer this unto you. Shall we be on our feet? Beloved, shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your goodness. May your word live in our hearts. And may we cherish your only begotten Son forever. And may we continue to serve him. And may we never depart from your feet.
May you be our good shepherd. May you be our peace, our redeemer in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as we have listened to your word, O God, may you, O God, equip us. May we value the blood of your only begotten Son that was shed on Calvary for us. Now that you have shown us why we need Christ so much, may we, O God, live a life holy and acceptable unto you. May we live our life as a workman who needed not to be ashamed. Father, equip us. Father, equip us in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, O God, our Father, may you shepherd our life. Father, may you provide us the peace that we need. May you redeem us from all unrighteousness and continue, O God, to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. And may your spirit be awakened in our life in the mighty name of Jesus. Every sin that has become so endemic in our life that we are not able to overcome, may your spirit quicken us to overcome those things, O God, and may you live with us, O God. May we feel your presence around us in the mighty name of Jesus. Now we pray, O God, for each and everyone who, O God, have listened to this message and want to give their life to you, O God. Father, may you strengthen them. May you uplift them. May you protect them, O God. May they never go back to their sins in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. We, O God, mark them with your blood. And we pray, O God, that they will grow. They will grow. They will grow in you. And they will do marvelous things, O God, in your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Father, I pray, O God, that they will be giants in your house. Now, if you want to receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, may you be upstanding. And everyone who is watching us, if you want to receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you say, Father, Lord, I thank you for my life. May you forgive me my sins. May you cleanse me from all impurities, O God. I invite you to come and stay in my life, to be the Lord and my personal Savior. I surrender my will unto you. Come and reign and rule in my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, all of us who are here, shall we pray whilst they pray and commit and invite the Lord into their life? Pray by yourself, surrender your life unto the hands of Christ in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, O God, we thank you, O God, that heaven is rejoicing because these ones, O God, have given their life unto you. We appreciate your great work, O God, and we pray, O God, that may you use them, O God. May they never regret for giving their life unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. May you protect them from today. May you guide them from today. May they never be put to shame in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Beloved, we thank you for tuning in. We pray, O God, that your life will never be the same. If you have any questions, our numbers are scrolling on your screen. Get in touch. Share with us the testimonies, and we will be glad to pray with you and direct you. Shalom, peace, and the beauty of God be with you. May this week be a great week for you. May this week be a week of miracles. May this week be a week of breakthroughs. May this week be a week of unexpected glory. May this week be a week that God will shine his face unto you and God will bless you. May you be exalted this week in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.